Bishop David Onimusi presents An Extraordinary Life. This is Salem International Christian Center, a people full of prayer, a people in touch with the Holy Spirit, a people too strong for the devil to defeat, a people full of power. The Extraordinary Life. Thanks for joining us once again. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a joy to come into God's presence again this morning. It's a great joy. It's a great joy because anytime you appear before Him, something is added to you. So I know you are living here a changed person this morning in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I believe God for a word for you this morning in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please welcome the feeling of my voice, the best choir in the world. Come on, give the Lord a hand for them. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to bless the name of the Lord who is helping us greatly. He is helping us greatly. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see the entrance to the church. Do you all like it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Very soon the entire floor will be like that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's a faithful God. He's doing it. Amen. He's the one doing it, and we'll give Him all the praise. Glory be to God. So I'm told people are getting cold, so they are leaving the seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, by this time last year, we are looking for fan that blow. Foo, 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 foo. Say, run fan, it's too hot. Foo, 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 foo. Everybody has fan on their hands. Foo, 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 foo. But today, they are running away from their seat because it is too cold. Hey, fine, please up the temperature. I can rejoice. Amen. Right, fine, please up the temperature a bit. They say it's too cold. They are running away from the seat. Okay. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't worry, the speakers will not be on the floor. They will be hanging up there. Amen. You do not disturb your ears. Amen. We'll hide them up there. Amen. The noise will not come directly to your ear in Jesus' name. You will enjoy the sound system. It's going to be the best sound system ever. Amen. Your church is going to be the best church, best everything. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So don't trouble yourself. It's just testing, 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 testing. Amen. This is not the final position. Amen. They are going to be hidden, hung up there. You know, it will not even come near you. Amen. Praise the Lord. The sound are going to go straight, then come down. Amen. To not be direct to your ears. So just be patient. Amen. Be patient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want to say that whatever is classical, whatever you hear any somewhere else that you like, we're going to hear better here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Eternal Relevance Part 4. Amen. Come on. God is a faithful God. God is a good God. Eternal Relevance Part 4. Part 4. Part 4. Part 4. Part 4. You know, remember our theme scripture. The theme scripture for this series. Also remember them. The two scriptures were really emphasized. That is 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. That one of the scriptures that we're using for this series. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 19. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Say, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Unto all things. Glory be to God. Having the promise of life that now is, and also the one that is to come. Amen. Godliness is profitable unto all things. So, verse chapter 1, chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, chapter verse 19, is talking about if only in this world we have hope. So we are for all men most miserable. Miserable. That's our team scripture. As if all we are doing is just to enjoy here, there's nothing hereafter, then you see, of all men we are the most miserable. Praise the Lord. So why do you have to go through all we are going through? Why do you have to leave your house early in the morning to go to church? Why do you have to discipline your body, you know, go through all you're going through? If everything is just here on earth and you die, that is all. No, but we know it's more than that. Therefore, we have hope. Glory be to God. So we know it's more than that. We know there is life hereafter. We know there's a place called heaven or called hell. Amen. And we already qualify to go to heaven. But what we are doing here is to earn a reward against our account. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was talking about eternal relevance. So what are you doing to earn a reward against your account in heaven? That when you live here, in case you're living in a mansion here, you don't go and stay in somebody's boy's quarter there. Glory be to God. Because Jesus said, I go to prepare for you a mansion. In my Father's house are many. In my Father's house there are mansions, plenty of them. So I go before you to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there also you will be. So I'm going to ahead of you to prepare a place for you. But you see, what qualifies you for a place here is worked out here. Amen. You don't work it out there. Amen. You work it out here. It's worked out here. That is what we're talking about, eternal relevance. Eternal relevance. How relevant to you eternally? You can be relevant here for just a finite period of time, and over there, nobody remembers you. That's a shame. I was saying, that's a shame. How relevant to you eternally? Eternally. Eternally. How relevant to you? Because even if they name a street after you, or they build a whole city and name it after you. I just share with you when I travel to, you know, Turkey and I return, and I saw a city called City of Ephesus. That this city was buried underground, covered with soil. They had to start digging them up again. Some of the cities were named after people. Some statues were named after people. But it was covered up. Glory be to God. Covered up. It's not in our times, it's not going to be covered up, but it's going to be burnt. See, this is reserved to be burnt. That's what the Bible says. It's reserved to be burnt. Then we're going to have a new earth and a new heaven. So whatever you have here is going to be burnt. So your name can be immortalized here on earth. Only in heaven. Praise the Lord. That's why we are talking about eternal relevance. Eternal relevance. And today, we want to talk about, I believe, something that will help us greatly. The availability, the price to pay for eternal relevance. Availability. 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 To be available. To be available. I heard a woman of God once said that God is not looking for golden vessels, but available vessels. God is not looking for golden vessels, but available vessels. Vessels that are available. That are available. Many a time, believers are asking God, where are you? But God is asking, where they are? Yeah, I said, God, I've not seen you. And God is saying, you are too far away from me. Lord, we are going to see something that will help us today. You're too far away from me. I don't have a feel of you. Glory be to God. I don't have a feel for you. You know, there are times I call some brethren and I say, you are disconnected from my spirit. I call people and because I will sense that, no, you are disconnected. You are not there. I will sense it. So God also will sense it. You are disconnected. You are disconnected. So God said, where are you? Not feeling. I'm not feeling you. Glory be to God. So it's about being available. Being available. God is only looking for available vessels. When he sees one, then he can turn such a vessel into a gold. To a gold. It's availability. Are we available or are we too far from him? Are we available? Look at what the Bible said in Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. You see, philosophers make this thing so complex. It's not complex, it's a very simple thing. Are we just listening to me? Just listen to what we are saying here. It will help you a great deal. I want to make sure that you have the word of God undiluted. To make sure we have it the way it is written. Nothing added, nothing subtracted. Praise the Lord. So philosophers want to make it so complex. I was talking to a young man, an old man, I would say it's about 90 or 80, something years, maybe 85. I don't even know what age he said again. I was talking to him when we had the mercy day. You know, we had a great mercy day, you know. And the mercy day was talking to the, it's a great time. We had a great mercy day that day. Hallelujah. We are affecting that city, amen. It has no, it must bow, amen. Glory be to God. He's talking to the old man, he says he's an atheist. By the time I took him through, he said, you made it so simple. I said, that's how it is. It's very simple. It's not complex. He said, anyway, I don't want to change my belief. He ran away. I don't want to change, but you made it so simple. I never saw it like that. You made it so simple. But I still don't want to be changed. The wife would say, change. There's always one day for something. Change today. He ran away. Praise the Lord. It's so simple. It's not complex. Very simple. Just believe God. If God said this, believe. That's all. It settles all the matter. You know, when we're looking for something complex, God is not complex. It's very simple. Very simple. Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. See, it's available. What's the price to pay? Come. Come is the price. Just come. But you are not coming. You don't want to come. You rather go somewhere else. Say, come. Come and buy. Just come. Without money. You don't need money. God never asked us to pay for the revelation. No, he never has to pay for revelation. Glory be to God. Say, just come. 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 It's in coming. The price is to come. Sit at my feet. Hear me. You wake up in the morning, sit at my feet. Hear me before you go out. I want to instruct you. I want to teach you on the way you should go. And I will guide you with my eyes. But sit before me. Oh, hardly want to sit before him. You are too busy. Say, come. Come. Listen to me. Come, hear me. But we don't want to hear him. We want to hear people. Rather hear CNN. Or hear BBC. Or check our WhatsApp. Those are the things we want to hear. You just got up in the morning, WhatsApp. What are the text messages that came in? Or Instagram. Are people following me? We don't want to go. God say, come. Praise God. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Eternal relevance, everlasting covenant with you, the same way I made with David, which you call Davidic covenant. I'll make covenant with you. It's in coming to hear me. Incline your ear. Hearken means hear with the intention of doing. I mean hearken. Hear me with the intention to do what you have heard. Hearken. Here, it's so simple. I want you to be available. Be available. Don't be too far away from me. Incline your ear. Come and hear me. I want to instruct you. I want to show you. I want to teach you. I want to make you to understand what you need to do, so that in doing it, we have a covenant with each other. I want your welfare. I want your total well-being. I want to live in good health. I want to live and live well. I want to live and live in abundance. I want you to live with great joy. You see, it's my pleasure to give you that, but you don't want to hear. That's what he said. Glory be to God. See, the price is availability to come. The truth is that, brethren, you aren't going to have God more than you are close to him. More than you are close to him. More than you are close to him. But when we are in a relationship, you want your spouse to be very close to you. What many people can't stand is far distant relationship. They say, no, it's not for me. It's not for me. I don't want distant relationship. I don't want a relationship that is just on phone. Hello, hello. No, I want the person close to me. I want to spend time with each other. Glory be to God. But you don't want to spend time with God, your first lover. Your first lover. This is the commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with the whole of your heart, with the whole of thy soul, with the whole of thy mind, and the whole of your strength. That's the first and the great commandment. So God is your first lover. So you don't want to spend time with him. But here a woman complained, my husband hardly stay at home. I don't see him. You know, we don't spend time together. Do you spend time with your first lover? No. Availability. He wants you to be available. 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 You can't have God more than you are close to him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6 of that scripture. Look at verse 6 of it. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Why is near? Because only seekers get God's attention. Only seekers get his attention. It's only when you seek him that you find him. If you don't seek him, you can't find him. He's everywhere, but you need to seek him to find him. Praise the Lord. To seek him, to only seekers get his attention. Because those are the serious-minded ones. If God, no, just what Jesus said to them, say, cast not your pearl before the swine, lest he trample over it, then tear you down. So God will not cast his precious pearl for anyhow. You must seek for it. You must desire it. Glory be to God. Before he can give it to you. Only seekers get his attention. Only seekers. Only seekers. You want God to be close to you? You need to be close to him. To be close to him. See, the truth is that you initiate the move. You have to initiate the move. God will never initiate the move. You have to initiate the move. Say, draw near unto God, and he will draw near unto you. James chapter 4, verse 8. You have to draw near to him first before he draw near to you. You initiate the move. Initiate the move. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they who what do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. Until you are hungry for God, you can't see him. You can't see him. You have to initiate the move. It's you that want him earnestly. It's you that desire him. It's you that want something from him. It's you that must go first. When you go seeking him, then you will find him. It's a principle. Chapter 15 of the book of Luke, we are told that the young boy told his father, I'm tired of hanging around here. Give me that belong to me of the inheritance. And the father shared the inheritance among his two boys. So the younger one took all he had and went away to a far country. A far country. And stayed there. And while there, he wasted his resources on riotous living. Messed up the money, wasted it. And when the money finished, there was famine in the land. Nothing to eat. Every friend deserted him. Nobody wanted his company again. Because when you don't have anything, a poor man had no friend. You know, so everybody deserted him. So he was looking for what to eat, nothing to eat. But he now joined himself to a citizen of that nation who had a piggery. So the man sent him to what? To the piggery, to feed them. He was so hungry that he even desired to eat what was given to the pigs. The pig refused to share their meal with him. He said, it's not even enough for us. He drove him away. When the man went to say, it's not enough. Take your hand from our food. You know, pigs are very wise, amen. You don't know pigs, they are very wise. They are intelligent animals. You can't cheat them. Praise, that's why in animal farm, they are the king. So they are very intelligent. So the boys want to carry anything, say, hum, 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 hum. You know, pigs, not, the snout of a pig can be very, very intimidating. Became so much. And he, what? When he came to himself, he thought it over. He came to himself. He said, what am I doing here? Someone must come to himself. Amen. What am I doing here? This poverty, this lifestyle, this wretchedness, this backwardness, this not seen around me, this pressure all around, it's not supposed to be. I'm a child of a king. I'm a child of a king. My father is an all-sufficient God. He has everything. And he said he delights in giving me the kingdom. He said he takes pleasure in giving me the kingdom. What am I doing here? He said, in my father's house, the servants have more to eat and even left over. Why am I here languishing in poverty? His life has become so battered that we call it destitution. And he said, I will arise. Come on, say, I will arise. Come on, say, I will arise. Say, I will arise and go back home. He initiated the move. The father never went out to look for him. The father didn't go out looking for the lost child. No, he initiated the move. So, you are the determinant, not God. So, he left and began to go home. Say, I'll go. Even to become a servant, I'll be happy. But God, the father is not looking for his servant, he's looking for his son. But the son must go back of his own accord. When the father saw the son coming, we are told, it's the father that ran out. That's how God is to us. When we initiate the move to seek his face, say, son, here am I. Here am I. The revelation will begin to come upon revelation. Strength will begin to come. You go there in weakness, you will lead back in strength. You go back discouraged, you will come back encouraged. Because as you step in and say, Father, I say, here am I, son. They begin to speak to you, begin to encourage you, begin to reveal himself to you, begin to reveal himself to you. You went there wretched, you come back so holy, sanctified, glorious. That's what you want to do. You have to initiate the move. God will not initiate the move. You have to make yourself available. Come and say availability. You have to make yourself available. Available. If you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. If you look at the scriptures and consider every man of God that matter, people that we are relevant eternally, they were seekers of God. Seekers of God. Seekers of God. Look at Moses. Look at his testimony about Moses. Look, open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11. Look at what the Bible says about Moses. Moses. Hebrews chapter 11. From verse 24. From verse 24. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That had probably qualified. The pleasures of sin for a season. So, pleasure of sin is for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Who is invisible? Did he see him? Yes. So Moses initiated it, and he saw it. Bible say, while he was rearing the father's-in-law's sheep by the hillside, he saw a bush burning, but the bush was not consumed. And said, let me step aside to see this strange scene. How can the bush be burning and yet I'm seeing it's not consumed? What kind of fire is this? Let me step aside to see this strange thing. And when he stepped aside, the Lord said, Moses, he has seen the invisible. That was his desire. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the king, for he desired to see the invisible. He wanted to see God. And because he initiated the move, he stepped out to see God reach out unto him. Glory be to God. He saw God. He saw the bush burning, but the bush was not consumed. It's a strange sight. When he stepped aside to see what is this kind of sin, he heard the voice of the one he'd been looking for. Moses. You shall see him. I said, you shall see God. Making yourself available is the key. We have to be eternally relevant is the key. Look at David. David's encounter with God is phenomenal. David's encounter with God is phenomenal. Cry. David has a passion after God. David is a lover of God. A lover of God. David. Oh, Psalm 42, 1 and 2. You know it, Psalm. As the heart panted after the water brooks, oh, so pant my soul after you, oh God. My God, when shall I appear in thy presence? Oh, what kind of hunger is this? What kind of passion a man has for God? The passion of God, in the passion David has for God, is something else. It's something else. As the deer panted after the water pool, so pant my soul after thee, oh God. Oh God. Everyone know that the heart longs for the water because you want to drink the water. They long for it. They long for the water. The heart, they long for the water. Number one. Number two, they want to go near the stream because when they walk across the stream carry, because it's a flowing stream. It's what carry their sins away. Number one, they are safe from the predators. Because the predators cannot trace them any longer because the scent have been lost in the water. So they long after the water brooks. So David said, that's how my soul long after thee. Because when I'm in you, I'm satisfied. Number one. Number two, I'll be shielded from enemies. They cannot see me. Your presence will shield me from my enemies. So you hear them say, you are my strong tower. You are my fortress, my rock, my shield, my buckler. Oh, you know, you hear him saying all this. God, his presence creates that atmosphere. The way the heart pants for the water brook, that's how my heart is panting after the Lord. After the Lord, when shall I appear in your presence? Because I want to see you. The same David in Psalm 63 that said, oh Lord God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. Say, I will seek thee in earnestness, with hunger, with zeal. I will seek thee with great hunger. In earnestness, I will seek thee with everything in me. My soul longed for thee. My flesh thirsted after thee, as in a dry and in a howling wilderness where there is no water. What do what is it to see your power and your glory as it was in the sanctuary? I want to see it again. That's the passion that man has for God. David. Something to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm not moving without him. No, he is leading me. Therefore, I shall not want. I make him to lead me. He's my leader. He's my shepherd. I don't know nowhere. I'm a sheep that is lost, but only he can guide me to safety. Look at the passion of David. Look at the heart of David. Making himself available to God. Why would not God not make him king? When God was looking for somebody to sit on the throne, he said, go anoint the son of Jesse. There are so many people, but God said, go anoint the son of Jesse. He was not in the house, was in the field. But right there in the field, God saw the heart of David. A heart of love. May God see your heart. I say, may God see your heart. Right there. He's making himself available. Let's call that anything you want from God, initiate the move. You initiate the move. God will never initiate. You initiate the move. Whatever you want from him, initiate the move. Anything. Initiate the move. One day, the Bible says, and David sat in his house, looking everywhere, and said to himself, how can I dwell in a cedar panel house? Oh, my house is panel with cedar. You know, cedar is very expensive. In their day, cedar. It's a special wood. Say, my house, the ceiling panel with cedar. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord that carry his presence, is dwelling in tents. No, I'll build him a house. As a heart. He initiated it. I can't be so comfortable here. The one that made me. The one that is my high tower. The one that is my rock. What is my fortress, my shield, my the one that has kept me all this while, is staying in a tent? Say, no, I wouldn't allow it. So he called, he said, Joy is a prophet that normally advised him, gave him counsel. He said, I want to build God a house. I want to build God a house. You must have a place. Initiated the move. God didn't ask him. Brethren, let's wake up. Come on, say somebody, wake up. He initiated the move. God didn't ask him. And Nathan said to him, do as your heart leads you. But he went away. And the Lord sent Nathan back to David. Say, go tell David, my son. Oh, why the Bible says David, a man after God's own heart. Say, God tell David. Say, since I brought my people out of Egypt, and they have been under many judges. So many judges. have rule over them. A king also have rule over them. King Saul, he was under many judges. See, I've never asked anyone to build me a house either. And it did not even occur to them also to think about building me a house. David, do you think about building me a house? You mean, it dawned on your heart that you want to build me a house, David? Say Nathan, tell him, David, I, the Lord, also will build you a house. So he initiated it. The covenant was initiated by David, not God. See, I also will build you an everlasting house. An everlasting house. That I didn't ask you. You thought it in yourself. That you want to build me a place. David, I will build you a house. And I'll make sure that we're never going to lack anybody to sit upon your throne forever. See, I will not take the kingship from you like I took it from Saul. If your son misbehaves, I will chastise them with a cane. But I will not totally take it away from you. And God kept the covenant. God kept the covenant. Jesus came through that lineage. And he's coming back in to sit upon that throne in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. The same throne. The same throne. Because one man initiated the move. He made himself available. See, God is presence. God is here for every one of us. God is he has what every one of us can tap into, and yet is not exhausted. That's why you don't need to envy anyone. That the Bible says, why the envy amongst you? Why the quarrel? It's because you refuse to ask. It's because you don't ask. And when you ask after you're lost. You don't ask, you ask amiss. Why? Because you're asking to consume upon your lust, not for the kingdom. There's no need for envy in the house of God. There's no need at all. No, because our Father has inexhaustible blessing that we all take from, and it still remains. It still remains. I said to you sometimes ago, I said, you know, many a time, maybe because some of us, maybe because the way we grew up, maybe it affects us. Because, you know, those days we are growing up, we are many in the house. You know, we come from a polygamous home. we are like, not just one wife, there are many wives, amen. So everybody will sit down, amen. When they cook food, we eat together. It's not now that everybody, you know, my children, everybody have their plate. No, those days one plate, which you will. Everybody have plate for what? Everybody sit down. Everyone sits on the table and say, hey, my plate. No, it's one bowl. One big bowl. They put the everything inside. The soup with the everything inside. Everything inside. So in case you are not fast, you have yourself to blame. You have yourself to blame because some guys are very fast. Share. It's finished. Where is the food? It's gone. You'll be... So you have to train yourself. You must not close your eyes. Now you must not turn aside. That's not the time to send you on errand. No. You know some elder, they know. They send you on errand. By fire, you come back. The food is gone. So you go and bring water. Hey, this is not the time to bring water. Let's finish the food for them. We can go and bring water. So some of us have that mentality. It's not enough. So we must rush. Must take it home before he finish. No. God is more than that. Amen. We all have inexhaustible. I have a friend, very dangerous friend. The man's throat has been, I'm sure that it has, what do they call it? It has become so closed and ticking against it. It has nullified killing. Become numb. The man who cook beans, we are eating together. One secondary school, we are eating food together. The man who cook beans, we say, let's cook. I say, no, everybody must eat now. And while we are saying, you pick your spoon and say, the man have, when I'm taking 3 spoons, it's not hot again. So we beg, please, let's eat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So in God, there is more than enough for every one of us. Praise the Lord. What we want is availability, to make yourself available. So God said, I'll even show you also the sure message of David. I'll extend it to you. If you care to come to hear me, you make yourself available to me, I'll make sure I'll give you the same sure mercy of David. I'll enter into covenant with you, the same way I enter covenant with him. I'll lift you up. God shall lift you. I say, God shall lift you. I say, God shall lift you. I say, God shall lift you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's making yourself available, because God can only reach those who are available. If you are far away, he can reach you. He can reach you. He can reach you. I'm sure somebody here is saying to the Lord, I'm available. I'm available. Whichever area you need God, initiate the move. You initiate the move. Glory be to God. Initiate the move. You see, God's hand is not shortened. He can help you. Initiate the move. We saw how Anna initiated the move. Anna initiated the move. Say, Lord, I don't even want the child for myself again. I want it for you. Give me and I'll give the child back to you. The move. And God gave him. And he gave it to God. She did what he said. And God gave her 5 more children. So who got blessed eventually? She got more blessed. So when they say give, don't be afraid to give. God, it's for your blessing. It's for your lifting. It's not God. You know, don't let the enemy cheat you out of your your joy, your peace, your prosperity. Let him cheat you out of it. Nobody is mouth washing. Nobody is trying to, you know, use mouth to deceive you, to convince you to do certain things. No, it's for your profiting. For your profiting. When you give to him, you are not. It's not robbing you. He's trying to enrich you. Praise the Lord. He's trying to position you so he can enrich you. Therefore, Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, is much more blessed to give than to receive. And to receive. And to receive. When God says to you, pay your tithe, it's not because he lacks money or he wants to feed with your money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In case somebody gets angry and say, why are they doing this? If you don't give, the work will still finish. To finish. If you get angry, I'm not giving, the work will still finish. Because God will raise people to do the work. The only thing that you suffer the loss. Because very soon, those who do it, God will lift them up. You might be at the same level today, but very soon will not be the same level again. There will be a change. It's happening already. There will be a change. Glory be to God. You know, I said to Lord the other day, I said, come, let's put a seed of rest. Rest. Yes, because God said to me to do it. Because people are going to enter their rest. A sister left after putting that seed. She said he didn't even have the seed. She had to believe God, look for seed, because she must plant the seed. She must plant that seed because she has the witness in her spirit. She must plant the seed. So she planted the seed and went. In that night, then the revelation, she saw this horrible, creepy creature coming. I said, so you have not died. You are still hunting after my life. I thought you are dead. Because those things possibly have been. He said, I thought you are dead. So she angrily squeezed that thing and tore it apart. That's victory one. Come and say victory one. Because a seed is answering. Amen. Then she got a contract. When they call her, we were taking that contract from me. Say, you're a liar. Because I've destroyed that in the spirit. Nothing can go amiss again. They said that one to her on Monday, but I told them they call her and apologize and say, we have given you a better one. Amen. That's the seed answer. That's the seed answer. That's the seed answer. That's the seed answer. So God is not trying to take away from you. Rather, he's trying to position you so he can do what he wants to do in your life. So you initiate the move. Initiate the move. Initiate the move. Initiate the move. I mean, I'm just so amazed at how God is doing this work. Amazingly doing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Very soon, the whole floor will be paved. Amen. And the screen will be there. The screen, they will mount the screen around first week of September before the conference. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the whole place shall be filled up. Whether you bring so, you don't bring so, this place shall be filled up. I am telling you, you will say it. Amen. It will be filled up to overflowing. Very soon, we will run second service in this place. I am saying it. Glory be to God. God is only asking you to take your place so that he can bless you. If you don't do it, he will still honor his name. He will do it. Rise up in your faith, please.
We know that you have been blessed by this message. For more information on how to get more messages, visit our website at salemeurope.org. We believe in Salem that God is healing, saving, and making many mighty. See you there. Thank you.